Thanks for listening to this podcast from Cradle My Heart. For more information about this podcast, you can visit our Cradle My Heart program page on myfaithradio.com.
Comfort, where's a good place to begin or maybe even to camp out in the scriptures when depression is the issue?
Well, the good place to camp out, Kim, truly is in the book of Psalms, because if there is a Bible hero who dealt with depression, who dealt with diseases of the soul, it was David. And the thing that I love about David is that he worshiped the Lord in spite of his emotional pain. So just to give your listeners a takeaway from our radio show today, I just want to encourage them that if you're depressed because of miscarriage or because of abortion or because of a thousand other real-life issues, I want to encourage you to be a worshiper, to worship the Lord in spite of and not because of. Listen, this is a theme in the Bible from the Old Testament to the New Testament, to the closing chapters of Revelation. It is a theme that every believer in every generation has to make the decision, will I worship the Lord or not? Will I praise Him when my life is collapsing or not? Will I count it all joy whenever I encounter various trials or not? Everyone has to make this determination. And so for your listeners today, I want to tell them, if you want to take a step away from depression, if you long to live a life of joy, then you will worship the Lord. You know, the Bible says that in His presence, there's fullness of joy. That's Psalm 16:11. And so we know that to experience joy this side of heaven, we have to experience His presence. Where is God? Well, the Bible tells us where He is. The Bible tells us in the Psalms that God inhabits the praises of His people. And so you will find joy. Depression will lose its stormy grip on your life when you open your mouth and worship the Lord even when you don't feel like it. Listen, one of the scariest thoughts to the devil is a believer who determines to worship. Because listen, the devil cannot take eternal life away from us. And so what he tries to do is to steal us of abundant life. He tries to deny us of the joy that God has for us today on planet Earth. And so one thing I just want to say as a vital takeaway is worship. Worship in spite of. Worship when you don't feel like it.
Hi, I'm Kim Cotola. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Cradle My Heart. To hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Cradle My Heart program page on myfaithradio.com.